This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, one of the questions WPR has been getting most often through the Wisconsin Project is this: is it safe to visit with family and friends, especially now that more and more places are loosening restrictions on the size of public gatherings and the capacity of shops and restaurants? WPR's Bridget Bowden has been talking with experts to get some answers to this question. She spoke with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson.
Bridget, what are these experts saying about the questions we should be asking ourselves if we're thinking about getting together with others?
So one of the experts I spoke to was Malia Jones, who is an assistant scientist in health geography at the Applied Population Lab at the UW-Madison. And she actually studies how the places we spend our time affect our health and how diseases spread in those places. She says it's generally okay right now to visit with family and friends, but you do need to consider how much exposure to the virus you have had and what type of risk the people you want to visit with are facing. Like, it's probably not a good idea to go to a big pool party and then visit your at-risk grandparents in the same week. But all the experts I've spoken to say that there are things that public health professionals call harm reduction strategies that can really reduce that risk. So here's what she says.
So this is the idea that, okay, you're going to engage in some kind of activity that might be a little risky. What can you do to reduce that risk?
What are the strategies that will lower the risk of spreading the virus when you're around others?
There are four main things that the experts I've spoken to say that you can do to reduce that risk. The first one is to gather outdoors instead of indoors. With the wind blowing around, those droplets have a much lower chance of reaching the person who you're gathering with. Keeping everyone as far apart as possible, up to 6 feet if you can. Another thing that you can do is keep your visits to a pretty small group. So, you know, maybe visit with one or two or three people instead of having a big party in your backyard. And then, of course, wearing a face mask or covering is something that the experts are saying now does quite a bit to prevent those droplets from spreading.
And that can be true even if you're going to part of the state that has different rules than the one you live in.
Yeah. Malia Jones, who I spoke to, says that travel is generally okay as long as you do some of those harm reduction strategies. Here's what she said.
Those county boundaries are not meaningful to a virus. My best advice is really to do those harm reduction strategies, even if you're going to a place where they're not required.
What about those of us with younger kids in the house? I mean, that certainly changed the calculus for me about where I go and don't go these days.
Right. Kids make all of this a lot more complicated. You know, it's really difficult to get a kid to stay 6 feet away. One recommendation that I've heard from the experts is if you're thinking of bringing your kids to, say, visit their grandparents or visit someone who may be higher risk, maybe for the 2 weeks before you do that visit, you should do a strict isolation where your kids aren't seeing anyone else, just to make sure that you're not going to bring that virus to your at-risk grandparent or loved one.
And if there is a resurgence of COVID-19 cases, do we then go back to the drawing board with what's acceptable and what isn't?
Right. It's kind of complicated because right now, all the experts I've spoken to say it's generally okay to go visit your loved ones if you do the harm reduction strategies and be as careful as you can. But if Wisconsin were to become a hotspot or a place where people were doing those harm reduction strategies still had a spike in cases, it may be time to back off those visits. So Malia Jones actually said she expects the guidance to kind of go up and down over time.
I expect it to fluctuate. And I think everybody needs to assess for themselves what's going on around them, what kind of exposures they have recently had.